A new anti-bullying strategy for schools here has been published today, which provides for a national database on the extent of bullying, aims to ensure that teachers have the skills to address the problem, and for the first time defines harassment on gender grounds as bullying. The strategy, called Kinilthis, or Kindness, will, according to Minister for Education Norma Foley, greatly enhance the work that schools already do to ensure that all children and young people are safe from harm. Minister Foley is in our Dáil studio. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Now, people will know that schools already are, I think, by law, obliged to have an anti-bullying strategy in place, procedures that they're supposed to follow when there are claims and allegations made of bullying. In other words, a blueprint for how to deal with it at the school level. What does this updated new national strategy add to that?
Yes, indeed, you're quite correct, Brian. All our schools are obliged to have that in place, and all our schools do have an anti-bullying policy in place. However, I think the last action plan on bullying was 2013. It was very much time now for us to update and recognise that in the intervening years that our society has changed and evolved and developed, and we need to make our action plan on bullying as current as possible. I think it's important to acknowledge that many of our children and young people attend school every day happily and contentedly, but for some, sadly, that is not their reality. So this excellent work under the chair of Dr. Noel Purdy and the work of a diverse steering group, including the voice of children, it's almost a milestone really for the department, insofar as more than 170 children have fed into this action plan, giving their lived experience. So specifically in the first instance, as regards new initiatives, as you've referenced there, we will now compile a national database on bullying.
And what difference is that going to make, do you hope?
Well, I think it's very important that we would have a clear understanding of what the issues around the school are happening in schools, that we would know what's happening on a national basis, instances of bullying, the types of bullying. So for the first time, and you're quite correctly in saying, we name very specifically issues that have been identified, whether it's cyberbullying, gender-based bullying, sexual harassment, racism, to name but a few, any experience that excludes a child or young person. And so having the national database means that we will identify what the issues are, and we will be then able to put in place the correct mechanisms to tackle and address these issues.
What would you hope, Minister, that would mean for the individual school, the school principal, school staff, parents trying to deal with a particular situation in a particular school?
Well, in the first instance, I want to acknowledge there is very positive work ongoing in our schools. You quite correctly pointed out that there is a mechanism within schools for where there are instances that they will be brought to the attention of class teacher, principal, onto board of management, and indeed our inspectorate have oversight when they visit schools in terms of these practices, in terms of bullying within our schools. However, we have not had a national perspective on the issues, and we need to have that. And we also need to cultivate within our schools a whole school approach to tackling bullying. So as part of this action plan, we're very much rolling out that there will be funding made available to provide CPD for our students, particularly in the first instance for our staff, but then to support our students in terms of student support teams. Equally so, we are now setting up within the department a student voice department, if you like, so that the student voice will be at the centre of all that we do.
And how much, Minister, have you earmarked, you know, in money terms for these initiatives?
Indeed, I'm very pleased to say that in the budget, €6 million is available to me in terms of many of these initiatives. Also, one of the initiatives will be to pilot counselling services in our primary schools, and that will come from that funding, but also to ensure that we can implement fully all of the actions that we have here. There are 61 actions, and for example, another one of them is the rolling out of the FUSE programme across our schools. There's also an obligation now on schools to have a Kinilthis charter or a declaration from the school outlining their unique vision in terms of inclusion and well-being within schools. So it's a whole school culture. Right. It is positive and it's proactive and it is student-centred.
Minister, while you're with us, could I ask you about another matter that's in your in-tray at the moment? And that's the question of the teacher shortage, the difficulties very many schools are finding in recruiting teachers to fill vital roles in our classrooms. Now, there was a consultative forum held yesterday. Various unions were represented, but they don't seem to have been very impressed. The Association of Secondary Teachers of Ireland said there was a lack of ambition from what they heard from your department. And the General Secretary, Kieran Christie, put it very bluntly. He said that you seem to be out of ideas on this. Is he correct?
Not at all. I think it's very important that we look at this in the round and we look at the very many initiatives that the department has proactively taken over the last number of months. And people are well aware of those. But there is obviously need to do more. But in the first instance, it's important to say that we've lifted all restrictions in terms of job sharing positions and career break. We've also ensured that retired teachers and more than 800 of them made themselves available in our schools last year. We've also ensured that post-primary teachers are in a position to work additional hours should they so wish. Our third and fourth year students registered with the Teaching Council now. And for example, many of those students are making themselves available. We have 1,400 from one institution in terms of the Hibernia students available currently in our schools.
Sorry to cut across you, but I think the point being made by the SDI is that all those initiatives are in place and yet the problem persists. And what they're looking for is new ideas, some fresh thinking here.
Indeed. But I want to say that all of these initiatives are initiatives that have come from the Department of Education and they've come in the last number of months. But we consistently work on this issue. So, for example, we have upskilling programmes fully resourced by the Department of Education where we have 170 additional teachers coming out now in specific subjects like physics, maths and Spanish, 300 of them next year. I am now increasing the number of teachers that will be made available to those programmes. I'm also looking at a full review of the operation of the substitution panels. In 2019, we had six substitution panels operating in this country. We now have 151.
Yeah, we were talking to Brian O'Doherty from the Primary Principals Network. He said, you know, they're just not working in Dublin. There are huge gaps on those panels and teachers aren't able to get the substitutes
indeed.
They need.
Indeed, and in terms of another initiative, when you asked for initiatives, I think we want to acknowledge that they are working at 90% capacity around the country, which is very positive. But I do acknowledge that there are specific challenges in Dublin. So we are now within the department doing an entire review of the operation of that panel system, seeing how it's operating. And is there another mechanism to make it operate differently? We are consistently happy to look at new opportunities.
Do you need to look at paying teachers in Dublin, perhaps some other big urban centres as well, an allowance because of particularly the rental costs associated with accommodation in some of those locations?
Well, I want to say that the issues that are being faced by school staff are not unique to the education sector. Yeah. I think we know that they're across all other sectors as well. But specifically in terms of the additional allowance, or as some have called it, the London allowance, as there's something similar in London. I want to be very clear in terms of, we'll say a new entrant at primary level is entering at primary level pay at something just short of 40,000. So that's in and around the same in London, including the London allowance.
In Dublin, an average rent could be upwards of 18,000 a year. So that's a fair whack if you're after tax salary gone on just paying your rent.
I absolutely accept the challenges, but I think you need to look at this in the round, as I've said, including the London allowance in London, it's on a par. If you look at Northern Ireland, the starting pay there is something around just over 27,000 euro. So, there is a salary being paid. I acknowledge that there are challenges and there are difficulties. We are going to consistently work in a spirit of cooperation to look at all other measures that we might be in a position to introduce in a very positive way, working with the partners in education. We have not been found wanting in introducing initiatives. We will be introducing further initiatives. And as I say, I'm happy to work with the partners in education should they wish to bring anything else to the table.
Minister for Education, Norma Foley, thanks for talking to us on the programme.